Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Insomnia Radio Orlando, Episode 7. Welcome back to another week of great Orlando music. Sorry for the delay in getting this episode out. I was actually out of town for the long weekend, and it just took me a little bit longer to get this episode together. First up was the song My Disaster by Ambertone. This band was formed about 5 years ago in Michigan, and they just relocated to Orlando in the past year. And they've been playing a lot of shows all over Florida and building up quite a good regional fan base here. Their debut CD came out in 2004. That was called Through the Eyes of the Blind, and it was released under the name Avarice. And they also have recorded a 3-song demo, which came out this past spring. They have quite a few shows coming up in September and October, and I'm going to list a few of those in the show notes. But you might want to check their MySpace page for a more complete list. That is myspace.com/ambertone. Next is Wild Card by the band Music Versus the Heart. I think these guys are very good, and I was reading their MySpace page, which, by the way, is myspace.com/musicversustheheart, and they list the Smashing Pumpkins as one of their influences. The Smashing Pumpkins are one of my all-time favorite bands, so any band that considers them an influence is pretty much okay by me. This song is from their 2005 CD, Sorry for the Memories, and they are currently working on a follow-up to that CD.
Stories lately down my head inside out, and I can't for the life of me remember the last step.
When the fire goes.
noticed we've got a little more down-tempo show today. No particular reason, it just worked out that way, and I happen to have a lot of really great songs on hand that were kind of a little on the slower side. The two songs you just heard were Fytero with Powder Black Clouds. I mentioned on episode 5 that I got to hear some of the demos for their upcoming EP, and I think it's going to be awesome. I really love their sound. They've got a website, which is Fytero.com, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/Fytero. And then right after that, you heard Breathe Clouds with The Warmth. Breathe Clouds is basically, all the music is written, performed, recorded, and produced by Dylan Ethier. He's got 2 EPs out. He's actually based over on the coast at Indie Atlantic, Florida. He's got a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/breatheclouds. And he's also, there's an additional site where you can hear some more of his music and download some songs. And I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes, but it is audiri.com/breatheclouds. And that's spelled A-U-D-I-R-I. He's organizing a winter tour of Florida, but he needs some venues to perform, so if you have any contacts or can help him out with any venues, contact him at his MySpace page. That's myspace.com/breatheclouds. Next up, we have Shack Nasty with You Wear Me Out. I've played these guys before. I played one of their newer songs. This song actually came from their previous CD, which was called From the Belly, and you can buy that at cdbaby.com. They have quite a few upcoming shows, and you can check their MySpace page for a listing of all of those, and I'm also going to list some of those in the show notes, but you can find them at myspace.com/shacknasty, that's S-H-A-K-N-A-S-T-I, or at shacknasty.com.
Can't you see that you're not needed? Look at the time that's depleting. Look at the lines on my face. I am a tree trunk. Got to escape from this place of gloom. Place of doom. Place of gloom.
Enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
Someone spray painted the dirt to match the grass, but the aqua green stuck out like a red eye in a photograph, like an acid shower, like a paper cloud. Oh,
You just heard Clock Hands Strangle with their song Paper Flowers. Congratulations to these guys. They were just recently signed to Gainesville's Orange Records, and they will be releasing their first full-length CD in early 2007. And there's going to be plenty of tour dates in the meantime, so check their MySpace page for dates on those. That's myspace.com/clockhandsstrangle, and their webpage is clockhandsstrangle.com. Just have a couple of things I wanted to talk about before I get to the last song. Sorry for the quality of my voice. I've been fighting a sore throat for the last week, and I'm just not sounding so great, but I really wanted to get this episode out, so I thought I'd just go with it. I also wanted to remind you guys to make sure you check out all of our other regional shows. We've got a ton of them now, and everybody's doing such a great job, and there's just amazing amounts of music out there that it's just mind-blowing how much great stuff there is out there and how much radio is missing the boat. So definitely check out the Maine Insomnia Radio podcast as well as all the regional shows. It doesn't matter whether you live in the city or not, you can just hear some phenomenal music. Also, don't forget to visit the insomniaradio.net website and check out the IR forums there. We all hang out and make some posts. I actually haven't made that many posts there, but I do lurk there and read quite a bit. So if you have any feedback, you can always email me at orlando@insomniaradio.com, or you can leave a comment on the website, which is orlando.insomniaradio.net, or you can leave a post in the forum. The last song I have for you today is from a band called The Oaks. I'm really impressed with these guys, not just musically, but on a humanitarian level. Their first full-length album is called Our Fathers and the Things They Left Behind, and it just came out at the end of August. And these guys have a pretty amazing story. The two founding members are Ryan Costello and Matthew Antolik. They had a previous musical partnership with the band Figure vs. Ground. But in 2003, Ryan decided that he had a different calling, and he joined a humanitarian organization called Global Hope Network. And he moved to the mountains of Afghanistan, where he lived and worked with families, and he taught agriculture and nutrition development. And in the meantime, Matthew completed his master's degree in environmental ethics while teaching undergraduate philosophy and playing in a number of musical projects in the area. And after 2 years in Afghanistan, Ryan finally came back to America, and the two joined up and started The Oaks. Ryan has a website where you can see a lot of the photos that he took while he was living in Kabul, Afghanistan. That website is ryancostello.com. And if you would like to find out more about The Oaks, you can find them at theoaksband.com or at myspace.com/theoaksband. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes where you can go to purchase their debut album. The song that I'm going to play for you is called For Hugh Thompson, Who Stood Alone, Vietnam, My Lai Massacre, 1968. I had listened to a few of The Oaks songs and just really liked their sound. And then I was intrigued by this song and I wanted to find out more about the story behind it. And they actually have a blog posted on their MySpace page, and they also have a pretty extensive section of their website with the story of Hugh Thompson Jr. And it's a pretty amazing story, especially because it's close to election time and you're going to be hearing all kinds of things about moral values and that type of thing. And this is a story about somebody who did a very heroic action and who truly did show his moral values, but not the type that you'll hear most politicians talking about today. I think the term hero gets thrown around an awful lot these days, but the true definition of a hero to me is somebody that does the right thing no matter what the risk is to themselves. And this is definitely a case where I think Hugh Thompson qualifies as a bona fide hero. I'm just going to read straight from their MySpace site, The Hugh Thompson Story. It says, two of the tracks on our album are about Hugh Thompson, who was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam during the My Lai Massacre, in which American soldiers laid waste to an entire village of civilians. Hugh was on duty that day and flew down into the war zone when he saw some frightened civilians huddled in a ditch. He told some American soldiers nearby to help them out, and they said to him, laughing, "Yeah, we'll help them out, all right." As he flew away, he suddenly realized what they meant as he saw them firing their automatic weapons into the ditch, killing men, women, and children. He made a decision at that critical moment to be the agent of change. He flew back, turning the helicopter around, and landed in the middle of the worst of the battle, confronting the commander on duty, who ordered his men to raise their weapons. Fearlessly, Hugh loaded his helicopter with civilians to bust them out to safety, and the other soldiers just stood there with their weapons raised. Afterwards, he found himself rejected by what he thought were his close friends and made a pariah by the military itself as they hurried to cover up the incident in a worried nation's mind. It wasn't until the early 1990s, after pressure from the media, that he and his helicopter crew were finally recognized as heroes and awarded soldiers' medals. In 1998, they returned to Vietnam and visited some of those they had rescued on that day. Hugh Thompson died this year on January 6th.
Thank you.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.